That's right, Brother Stevie. Aren't you glad that we're not wasting our time this morning? I mean, seriously, aren't you glad that when you need the Lord, when you need His peace, when you are His child, that He is there to help you? I mean, think about it. Maybe your life is super cool right now, and you know, everything's just going exactly the way you think it should go, and that's good, and I'm happy for you. But I got news for you. There's some people in here, I guarantee you there's some people in here whose hearts are broken, man. Some people that are hurting this morning. And so it's times like these, man, when we got to be just stoked and fired up about the fact that we're not wasting our time. You know, that we belong to the real risen Savior. Amen. That He is a present help in time of trouble. Amen. So I want you to pray for one another this week and just love on each other, man. Just pray for everybody and do that act of kindness. Do something nice for somebody. Show somebody, you know, Jesus this week. Amen. Turn with me to 1 Peter. We're going to talk about bracing for impact this morning. I got a funny little story, man. Well, it's not funny, but kind of funny for me looking back on it. One day I was on my way to work several years ago, and I worked in Pensacola, and traffic had stopped over the causeway. Some people call it the fields, the river fields, the... Yeah, you guys know what I'm talking about, that area between Santa Rosa and Escambia County. Traffic had stopped, and I was the last guy in line where traffic had stopped. And I'm just sitting there, and I'm already kind of in a bad place in my mind because I want to be at work, but I'm stuck in traffic, you know. So I'm thinking about, oh, man, I'm going to have to deal with all this rubbish. No one's going to believe me that I was actually stuck in traffic, you know. And then I look in my rearview mirror, and here's these two kids. They're probably like 18, 19 years old, I don't know, in a S10 pickup truck just barreling down the road, man. They did not know that traffic stopped. And I just looked up, and this kid was about to run into me. And you know what I did? I braced for impact, man. I grabbed the steering wheel. I was like, no! And pff, he smashed into me and messed up my shoulder and all that good stuff. But that's what we're talking about. We're talking about bracing for impact. We need to understand, you know, that just because you're in a trial, that doesn't mean that Satan's going to leave you alone. Does that make sense this morning? Yeah, he's trying to take you out. He wants to take you out of the fight. He wants to get you sidelined. Amen. So he's going to come at you at every single possible angle he can. He's going to look for that weak link, and he wants to exploit that. Amen. So we want to prepare ourselves. It's like if I was to trip over this right here, I know most of y'all would laugh, at least inside. But if I was to trip instinctively, you know what I would do? I would try and brace myself. I'd try and get my hands out in front of me. You know what I'm talking about? That's what we want to do. We need to prepare ourselves. Hey, man, Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. And just because I'm in a trial right now, just because I'm in a hard time right now, he's not going to give up. He's going to keep coming at me. Amen. But see, we have some awesome promises that we can stand on. Amen. Are y'all with me this morning? Father God, we just love you and we praise you, Lord. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you, Father, for your peace in our hearts, Lord. No matter what's going on in our homes and in our hearts, Lord God, that you give us peace, that overwhelming peace that surpasses all understanding. We just love you and we praise you. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen. So you guys ready to dig into this or what? We could call it a day if you want to. Oh, that makes me happy. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 1. Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same way of thinking. For whoever has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that powerful? That our Lord and Savior, there's not a lot of discussion about that, you know, in Christian circles. You know, we pretty much all can agree on that. It doesn't matter what kind of church you go to. We all pretty much got that going on, that we understand that Jesus suffered in the flesh. Amen. That he suffered. He paid a sin debt. He paid for my sins. Amen. But see, this is telling me that since Jesus suffered and I'm not greater than my master, you know what I mean? The servant's not greater than the master. Can I get a witness this morning? He says that you need to prepare yourself and understand that if Jesus Christ suffered, then why do you think that your Christian life should be a cakewalk? Why do you think that just because you're a Christian, you shouldn't have trials and pain and go through hard times? Amen? So that's what we're talking about. We want to brace ourselves, get ready for the inevitable that, hey, Satan is going to come at me. It's like this. We say this a lot, and I mean this. What Satan means for bad, God wants to turn it around and use it for good. Y'all with me this morning? But see, at the same time, what God wants to turn around and use for good, Satan wants to grab it again and use it for bad. Amen. He wants to destroy you. He hates your guts, man. And we got to come to the place where we really understand that. That Satan's real. He hates you. He wants to destroy your life. That's what he likes to do, man. Amen. He can't touch Jesus. He can't do that. But he wants to mess with the Lord's kids. Amen. Since, therefore, Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same way of thinking. 1 Peter 4 and verse 12, it should be on your monitor. Yeah, look at it. Beloved, okay, Pete's talking to Christian folks this morning, okay? The world can get a different message, okay? But we're talking to Christians right here, and the Christians need to understand that life is hard, okay? That there will be trials, there will be storms, but God allows them for a reason. Amen? Beloved, do not be surprised. Arm yourselves. Get ready. Understand that he's going to come at you any way he can repetitively. Amen. Don't be surprised. And why do we get surprised? But we do, don't we? All the time. You know, I can't believe life is so hard. I can't believe I got to run the homework back up to the school. You know, whatever. You know what I mean? We just need to arm ourselves with the fact. Hey, man, don't be surprised, man. We have a real enemy that wants to destroy us. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you. See that? There's that reason right there. We've been on this subject for a couple months now. And we've already got this. You knew this coming into this study, that God allows these things for his glory and our growth. Amen. We're all in that furnace of affliction. Some of us are in different levels than others. You know what I mean? But God is doing that purifying work on us, and it doesn't always feel good. Most of the time it doesn't feel good, but he has allowed it for a good reason. Amen. Amen. Fiery trial, when it comes upon you to test you as though something strange were happening to you. You ever feel like that? Man, this is so weird, man. I can't get a break. Everything keeps going haywire. Yeah. That's one thing we have established already. Trials are going to come, man. Don't let it knock you off guard. Be prepared. Amen. Stay in this word, like the little video we just saw where that guy said, he had to stay in the word, man. That's what we have to do, man. We have to stay in this word and build ourselves up. Amen. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 12. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life, is that you? Increasingly so, right? Not perfectly, but increasingly so. We want more of God and less of ourselves. Amen? That's what we strive for, and we yield to the Holy Spirit. Amen? In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus, because there's no other way to live a godly life, it's got to be through Christ Jesus. Amen? But he gives me the strength to do it. You see what I'm saying? Life's going to get tough. Life's going to get hard. Understand that trials are just part of being a Christian. Amen? But you can get through Christ Jesus. You can make the right decisions through these storms, through life, through Christ Jesus. Amen? Because sometimes, man, life gets really confusing. Really, really confusing. And it's not crystal clear what I should do. Amen? But when I get into that book, it'll become clear. Amen? When I get some godly counsel from some brothers and sisters in Christ, it'll become clear. Does that make sense this morning? Amen? Because we have all these options to do when it gets hard. Amen? And Pete's saying, hey, prepare yourself, man. Because you can end up getting to a worse place and not the place God is trying to get you to. Does that make sense? We don't want to get stuck in this endless trial going around the same mountain over and over and over again. Y'all with me? Amen. All right. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be what? Will be persecuted. That's just part of it. We got to understand that. Amen. Raise your hands if we can move forward. All right, we got that one. Okay, repetition is good. Repetition is really, really good if you got 45 minutes to fill. And I have a contractual, I am under contract here. It's up for renegotiation. But can y'all tell when I'm lying by now? Oh, I'm joking. You joke at church, you joke. That's right. Anyways, let's move forward. Listen, Jesus knew what he was getting into. Jesus knew he had to go through a certain amount of pain and torment and suffering to get to the other side of that cross. Amen. And he was thinking about you and me when he did it. Amen. And he says, hey, if you're in my camp, if you belong to me, you need to prepare yourself and understand life gets tough, life gets hard. It does not always make sense. The decisions you have to make are not always clear. Amen. But I will be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. And you can make the right decisions. You can do the right thing. You can have the heart obedience if you lean and stand on the word of God. Amen. Okay. Luke 22 and verse 42. Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Who's saying that right there? That's Jesus. That's red letter stuff. That's right. That's right, Brother Rick. That's red letter stuff. If there's a way around this, Lord, I'm cool. Dad, I'm cool with you changing if there's another way to get through this. But not my will, but your will be done. If I've got a drink of this cup, then chug-a-lug-dug. You know what I mean? So that's us, man. Listen, we want God's will for our life. That does not mean pain-free living. Amen. We're only here for a little while. And he's hard at work on us. Amen. Satan can't do everything he wants to do, but God allows a lot of stuff to come through. Not everything Satan wants. Amen. But God knows what he's doing. Can I get a witness? Amen. But if the Lord God says, if there's another way around this, let's go that route. Then it's okay in our time of prayer, isn't it? Say, God, if we can do something else, if you can just snatch me up out of this trial right now, I'm cool. I'm cool with that. I'm totally cool with that. We can just do something else. That's fine with me. But he doesn't always do that. He doesn't. So he might say, you know what? I need you to go through this. You don't understand it now, but one day it'll make more sense to you. Amen. But you got to go through a certain amount of this fire because I'm in that purifying work in your life. Amen. Y'all with me so far? Let's go to the next slide. I'm about to spill my water. I'm getting all riled up. Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same way of thinking. For whoever has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. When I was a youngster, many, many moons ago, I would read that and I'd be like, all God's people do that with me. Or just Bobby Jean Joyner, that's cool. And John. No, I'm playing. When I was a youngster, I would read that. I was like, what does that mean? You ever been like that in the Bible? What does that mean? I don't get it. I don't understand that. Listen, if you're serious about your walk with Jesus, amen, the time for playing games, the time for sinning at every opportunity you get, that should be long gone. You know what I mean? You're not straddling the fence anymore. If you're willing to suffer for the cross, amen, that the things of this world are growing strangely dim in your life. Does that make sense? Does that make sense to you guys? Hey, where it used to be, hey, I'm in church, but now I'm not in church, so I'm going to do whatever I want to do. Them days should be long gone, man, if we're serious. Are y'all with me this morning? If you're telling yourself, hey, I'll lay down my life for Jesus Christ. If you're telling yourself, because Peter said that too. You know what I mean? Think about it like this, man. Are you really willing to suffer? Are you really willing to suffer? Because if you're really willing to suffer, you're probably not trying to get involved in every kind of sin. Make sense this morning? You're trying to allow the Lord to mature you. Can I get a witness? Okay. Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same way of thinking, just like Jesus did. I got to get through this. I will get through this because there's a big reason I'm going through this. For whoever has suffered in the flesh has ceased with sin. 1 Peter 5 and verse 8. Now listen to this one, guys. Be sober-minded. Did you hear that this morning? If we're sober-minded and we're bracing ourselves for impact, we're not going to get caught off guard all the time. Sometimes we will. But if we're bracing ourselves for whatever Satan's going to throw our way, he's not going to be able to surprise us or trick us up or get us enticed like he used to be able to do. Amen? Okay. Anybody ever went through like one of them halls of medicine? That's a commercial. The halls of mirrors, them halls of windows things, you know what I'm talking about? Am I losing everybody? Okay. Well, every year, I haven't done it in a couple years, but every year I'd go in there with the kids, you know, and it's like all these glass mirrors and all that, and it's like a maze. You got to get through it. In my arrogance, and because the kids are pushing me and all that, 9 times out of 10, my nose will run into one of those things. Like, boom! And I think I'm doing good, man. See, I was off guard, man. We don't need to be off guard and we can get through it. Amen? Wasn't that an awesome analogy? I'm glad I stayed up late thinking of that one. Wow. All right. How we doing on that 45 minutes? Okay. Is everybody cool? Oh, man. God is good. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. See, that's what I'm talking about, guys. Be watchful. Understand, Satan's going to try and trip us up. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. He's hard at it, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, you're saved and you love Jesus, man, but he's not giving up. Satan wants to take you out, man. He wants to make your life miserable. Amen? I got these kittens. I used to like kittens. I don't like cats anymore. I used to really love cats. I used to be a cat person. I don't ever, if I get this bunch out, I'm never getting a cat again. Somebody write that down and hold me to that. But they are really, really cute. They're super, super cute. And when you're walking down the hall, they will come out of nowhere and ambush you. They're just these little kitties, you know, and they're cute, and they're free if anybody wants them. But I'll drop it off at your house today as soon as church is over. Walk down the hall, man, and they will come out of Sam's bedroom or the bathroom and boom, attack your leg. They're learning how to hunt, you know what I mean? And they're little sneaky dudes. You'll be sleeping in the bed, and all of a sudden they'll just like, they could have been watching you for an hour, you don't know, and all of a sudden you just feel this intense pain. And like just latched onto your face, you know? Satan's like that, right? You get it? See, man, I spare no expense, man. I'm up late thinking about this stuff to drive the point home. Yeah. You know, these little kids, man, they got a little booty in the air, and they're going to lunge at something, man. That's Satan, man. He's prowling around, big old dummy. Looking for you to let your guard down. And then he wants to pounce on you and take you out. See, during trials, man, we can be kind of weak. We can be off guard during trials because we're on life support, so to speak. We can be in a really, I'm trying to explain this. We can be in a really, really hard situation where we're just trying to keep our head above water. Amen. And Satan sees that, man, and he wants to exploit that, and he wants to push our head under. Amen. But see, that's why we got to keep our focus on the Most High God and stay in the Word and yield to the Holy Spirit, because it's at those moments when we can either get bitter, you know, we can get worse, we can go down that slippery slope and start making some really, really bad decisions, you know, giving into temptations that we thought were long gone. You know what I mean? Because your life is just in a crazy place. But instead of keeping our focus on the Lord, we start self-medicating or doing whatever, you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden we're like in a far, far worse place than we were a week ago. Amen? Doing things, thinking about things that we thought were long gone out of our lives. Does that make sense? But it doesn't have to be that way if we're on guard. Amen? If we can be sober-minded, amen, we can mature. We can be at that place where the Lord wants us to be through these storms, amen? And we can, our witness can stay intact. You see what I'm saying this morning? Instead of having such a deluded, nasty witness, y'all with me? Things that we're ashamed of, we can be like, man, God, you were so faithful. I'm so glad I didn't give into that. I'm so glad I didn't listen to the lies from the devil. I'm talking about finishing strong. You know what I mean? We're only here for a little while, and we can all finish strong. We can all finish a lot better than what we're doing right now. All of us can. Does that make sense? Like King Saul, man. King Saul, he started off good, man. He started off good. He didn't end so good. David's boy, Solomon, started off good, had all kinds of stuff. Smart kid, you know, but he didn't finish that well. I want to finish like Joseph, don't you? I want to, you know what? I want to finish like David, because let's be honest, man. We've all lost it. We've all dropped the ball. We've all done some things we're not proud of. Amen. But see, we can still finish strong. Amen. That's what I'm talking about this morning. I will never promise you life's going to be easy. You know, life's tough, life's hard, and Satan wants to take you down, man, take you downtown. Take you downtown. That's good. That's gold right there. Taking you downtown. Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same way of thinking, for whoever has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. Are y'all with me this morning?
Amen.
Let's look at Romans 8 and verse 18. This is good. This is Paul right here. I consider that our present sufferings, hey, Paul suffered, Peter suffered, all the old saints suffered. You know what I mean? Why do we think we're better than them, man? You know, we're certainly not better than our master. Amen. Service not greater than the master. I consider that our present sufferings. Do you consider that your present sufferings are nothing? Because at the moment, those sufferings can be pretty intense. And we can end up jumping off the wrong end, man. We can end up just going deeper the wrong way. Amen. But see, we've been warned through these scriptures, man. Hey, be sober, man. Be alert. Arm yourself just like Jesus did. That I got to go through this. God has allowed this for a reason. He can snatch me out of it if he wants to, and I'm totally cool with that. But hey, this is the place I'm at. Amen. I won't give in to temptation, man. I'm going to be obedient to this word. I want to learn what I'm supposed to be learning. Amen. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. If I was like a real rowdy preacher at that moment, I'd just see myself like kicking something over. You know, because that is so good, man. And I kind of wish I could be rowdy sometimes and just explain or get the point across instead of me always saying, that's good, isn't it? That's amazing. You know, that this is really awesome. This is so good. You know, let the Holy Spirit just drive this into your heart. You know? Because, I mean, me without the Holy Spirit, I'm just up here blibber blabbering, you know? I get it. I understand that. But with the Holy Spirit, man, this is good stuff, man. And this can be life-changing stuff. Amen? So I'm going to read it one more time, and we're going to fake it till we feel it. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Amen. God's doing something. Something big. Amen? All right. Tell the truth. Shame the devil. Psalms 90 and verse 10. I love it. And all God's people said, I love it. But say it like this. I love it. The length of our days is 70 years or 80. That's not good news, really. That's really not good news. Not at my current age. I don't feel really good about that. When I was a little guy in Mike Hubb's class or Dana Berry's class, and someone would say something like that, I was like, man, that's like ancient, man. That's like light years away, man. Kids will be talking, I don't even want to live that long. I bless God. Give me a break, man. What are you talking about? Okay, here's the deal. This is the point we're trying to drive home right now. We only got a little bit of time. We only have a little bit of time, man. Then we're gone. Amen? So, yeah, man, it's tough. Sad things happen. Bad things happen. The good TV shows always get canceled. Can I get a... Right? Life's hard, man. You got to, like, devote yourself to a show, and then they just take... Well, I'm meddling now. Anyways, I'm just trying to lighten the mood, really. Because life's tough, man. It is really, really hard sometimes. Amen. But you only have a little bit of time to go through this. Then it's going to get really, really good. Amen. Somebody got stoked back there, and I'm appreciative of that. The length of our days is 70 years or 80, if we have the strength. Hey, if you eat your Wheaties, 75, 80, you know, if you did work out, if you were good to your mom and dad, that's not my favorite scripture in the Bible, you know. But look, I mean, the truth is the truth. Yet their span, now this, it ain't getting no better, Donnie. Look, yet their span, talking about the 70 or 80, yet their span is but trouble and sorrow. You look back on it, you know, it's like, yeah, it was kind of tough. Some of those, yeah, I did some bad things I shouldn't have done, and then some crazy things happened to me that I had no control over, but here we are, you know. It was a hard road, man. But see, God's faithful. Amen. He never says it's going to be easy. He never says that, man. He said, I'll be with you, and I'll give you counsel. I'll help you make the right decisions. Amen. The length of our days is 70 years or 80 if we have strength. Yet the span is trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. Now that's cool. That's cool. Amen. Oh, fly away, oh glory. See, it's funny because when I go back and listen to this, or the people that listen to us in Bangladesh, when they hear this, all they'll hear is me, and I sing horrible. So we'll just stop it there. Okay, let's go to the next slide. Is everybody okay? So we have some amazing opportunities, man, that these trials allow us. We can get bitter. Instead of that forgiveness that the Lord is trying to get us to give. Amen. Are y'all with me? We can get bitter. And that bitterness doesn't just affect you. It defiles many. Amen. It goes on and on and on. Take your pick, man. You're going through a trial. Satan wants to pile it on you. He wants to take you down. He wants to make you make those bad decisions. But he can't make you make those bad decisions. Amen. You got to give in to that. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
So Psalms 73, now this whole psalm is just awesome, but I chose not to give you the whole psalm because of time restraints. I know you guys get tired easy. I'm just kind of picking on you, really. Psalm 73 in verse 1, are y'all ready to do this?
Amen.
Truly God is good to Israel. God's chosen people. God's people. Are you God's child this morning?
Amen. Yeah.
So can you say with confidence that God has been good to you?
Yes. Oh, yes, yes,
yes. Even though he's allowed some pretty hard stuff to happen, he's still a good God, isn't he? So I think it's pretty cool that the psalmist starts this psalm like that. God is good to you. Amen. You don't always get it. You don't always understand it. And if you were God, you would have done things differently. But thank everybody. Thank the good Lord that you ain't God, right?
Amen.
Truly God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. Hey, God is good to you. And provision is released, and blessing is released when you seek after him. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, right, and his righteousness. And all these things will be added onto you. So listen, God takes care of you. He blesses you. He's not going to leave you or forsake you. But some of us are just stuck in a rut, man, because we will not put God at the place he's supposed to be. Amen. We're juggling all these idols around. Saying, well, it's Sunday morning. I better get my Bible out. You know what I mean? And then we don't live like it the rest of the week. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Let's just be honest, right? That's right. That's right, Miss Kiwi. that's just too funny. Truly God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled. This is sweet right here, man, because this psalmist guy, it ain't David, but he's just laying it out. He's like, I was looking at the world and how it looks like they just get to do whatever they want to do and there's no repercussions, no bad consequences. And it's like, I almost stumbled. I almost fell because I'm a Christian. My life is tough. My life is hard. And I was going to rhyme. I was going to say Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, but it didn't really work. But I still threw it in there. But what are we talking about? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled. It's like, I see what the world's doing. And man, let's be honest, you know, it looks like they're having fun sometimes and I can't have fun. That's not how it is. That's not real fun, man. That's trouble. That's trouble with a capital T-R-O-U-B-L-E. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled and my steps had nearly slipped. Okay, life was hard. I'm going through this trial and I see how it looks like the world's getting away with everything and I almost just jumped in right with them, man. I almost just like, forget it, man. Forget it. I'm tired of trying to do the right thing. Psalmist says, I almost did it, but I didn't. You know, and some of us have done it, but it's not too late. You know what I mean? Some of us have done it, but it's not too late. And some of us need to thank Jesus that somebody was praying for us before we just went and did it. Amen? But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled. My steps had nearly slipped. I almost just threw it all away, man. I'm done with it. For I was envious of the arrogant. We can get like that. If you want to be honest, we can get like that. I know that guy ain't went to church a day in his life, and he's mean to his old lady, and everything just goes perfect for him. First of all, that's just appearances anyways. For I was envious. Give him some praise. For I was envious of the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Now, the verses after that gets more into the same thing. I almost did it. Jump down to verse 23. And read this in your spare time. Verse 23. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold my right hand. Do you hear that? You hold my right hand. You're with me. Life is really, really hard. I almost gave in. I almost went the wrong way. Amen. But you showed me the right way. And yes, life is hard for me sometimes, but you're right there with me. Your word is true. You are faithful. And you uphold me. You uphold me through these hard times, man. You give strength to the weary. I feel like I'm going to give up. He gives strength to the weary. He increases the power of the weak. We got to hold on to him. Amen. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold my right hand. Isn't that sweet? Isn't that precious? That God is holding your hand. You guide me with your counsel. Oh, bless God for that, huh? He's the wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He's not just with you. He's not just holding you up, but he's giving you that counsel. He's telling you the right way to handle these things. Amen. Yeah, you're in this trial, man, but this is what you got to do, man. Just get into this good book, man. Let it burn in your heart. Let's walk through this together. Amen. You guide me with your counsel. This is good. You guide me with your counsel. So 23 and 24 part A is about what God's going to do for me here in this world, in this time. Hey, I'm with you. We're going to get through this. I'm going to counsel you. Now, you need to listen to my counsel because this is good. This is gold, man. Okay? But this is where it gets super sweet. And afterward, you'll receive me to glory. Woo, dog. Mm-hmm. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. I mean, it gets so tough, so hard, and we can feel so alone, or we can be ate up from our past, or all these things. We can look at what the world's doing and just be so confused and be like, God, do you see what's going on? You know, he's going to be with us. He will guide me, lead me, direct me, provide for me. Amen. And at the end of the day, man, it's going to get super, super sweet. Amen. So, man, I mean, Christians, it's a win-win. So the question today is, how are we going to handle these trials, man? You know, because we can be stuck in these trials a lot longer than we're supposed to be by getting in deeper sin. Amen? By jumping the wrong way. Amen? Amen. Verse 25. This is good. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. That needs to be the takeaway verse right there. Make it so, Rick. Whom have I in heaven but you? Every good thing you've ever had or ever will have is a gift from God. He is the one true God, and he is your God. Amen? It's like when Jesus came to the disciples, like, and everybody was leaving. And he's like, are you guys going to leave too? Jesus knew everything. He knew what they were going to do. And they were like, man, where would we go? You got the true words, man. Everything else is doo-doo. They didn't say that. But that's what I'm trying to do. Don't leave the church because I said doo-doo. Hey, you can find a real reason to leave if you have to leave, but don't leave for that one. And I am sorry. Hey, he did say he was sorry. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. This world has nothing like what God has already promised us. This world has nothing. So we need to think about that and stop thinking, well, my life will be so much better. This Christian road is so tough, so hard. I'm going to start straddling the fence. You're not going to straddle the fence, man. It's not going to work out. You know what I mean? God says, choose this day, man. You know what I mean? He's not down with that. He's not down with a spiritual adultery, right? Okay. 1 Peter 4 and verse 2. And all God's people said, whoop-de-doo. 1 Peter 4 and verse 2. So as to live for the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for human passions, but for the will of God. Amen. Listen to that. Let's read it again. So as to live for the rest of the time in the flesh, that's it. We don't have a lot of time left. Now let's finish strong, man. Let's finish strong. Yeah, man, we didn't get off to a good start. Yeah, I dropped the ball a few times here. Yeah, well, quite frankly, I've made a mess of things up until this morning, man. You know? But as of right now, I can yield to that Holy Spirit. Amen? And I can go through these trials, go through life, and do the right thing, the hard thing. Amen? So as to live for the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for human passions. Huh? So we have to decide, right? You're tired of being confused? You're tired of waking up depressed and sad and full of anxiety all the time? Let's really decide who we're going to serve, right? No longer for human passions, but for the will of God. That's what we're here for, to do His will. Amen? It's like John said, not Brother John, but Brother John. John the Baptist. It's got to be more of him and less of us. And that really needs to be the cry of our heart. And it's not always the cry of my heart. A lot of times my heart is like saying, what about me, man? Yeah. What about me? And that's not right. We're not here for ourselves, amen? All right. So let's remember that as we go through this life, man. It's not about you. It never was about you. And we need to figure that out real fast. It's about the Most High God. Father God, we just love you and we praise you, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit anointing on our lives, Lord. Give us that hunger and that desire to be what you've called us to be, Lord God. That even though life is hard and difficult and we don't always get it, Lord, that you will strengthen us and you will guide us and we will yield to your Holy Spirit. We will be obedient to your word, Lord. We love you. Thank you for healing our hurts, Lord, and give us wisdom. Let us be a church that is sold out to you, Lord. Thank you for revival in our hearts. Revival in our homes, revival in our churches and in our schools and in this land, Lord. Thank you that America is a Christian nation. Not just printed on our money, Lord, but we really belong to you, Lord. Thank you for revival. Thank you for revival in this land. Thank you, Father God, that the secret things that are done in darkness will be exposed, Lord. That your will be done, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We praise you. And all God's people said, amen. Amen.